opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, the 10th of September, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, everybody. It rained last night. Linda's in Sacramento with her parents, so she'll be back at probably around noon today, be back next week. Phone line's here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Same place you can hop into our chat room. We've just put a picture of our Pet of the Week on there, Tom Tom. And you can also get in our chat room at that place. We're on YouTube Live, for those that are watching, KCNR. On YouTube, just go to KCNR Live Radio, and you can watch the show also. Jared's here. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And you've got the weather.
I do. It's currently 69 degrees. Today we have a red flag warning. We have a chance of showers, then it's going to become sunny with a high of 89, a low of 62. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 92, a low of 59. On Sunday, a high of 95, a low of 61. Monday, a high of 96, a low of 62. Tuesday, high near 98, low around 61, and on Wednesday, a high around 93 and a low of 60.
Talk about the rain last night. I'm looking up the AQI right now.
It rained last night, and it was nice. I don't really have much else to say because I was sleeping when it happened.
God, I woke up this morning. Well, last night, Linda called, and it was thundering, lightning down in Granite Bay, and then they... And she said the rain's starting to rain, and I walked outside, and I could smell the rain, but it was dry. And then during the night, it obviously rained. Thank goodness we needed it so much. Even if it wasn't a lot, it was some, and I sure hope it helped the firemen and the firefighters out there. Your air quality index this morning is 198, which is unhealthy. I could smell smoke this morning when I woke up in the house. Our house isn't airtight. As I imagine, no house really is. And the air conditioners went off because the temperature went down last night. But a lot of smoke. So it's 198 and unhealthy out there. But something that is healthy is Katrina is here with Pet of the Week, Tom Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning there, kid. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, just living the dream here. Better than I deserve. How about that? Okay.
That's awesome.
Tell us about Tom Tom.
Tom Tom is eight, so if you remember last week, I brought Lai-Lai, who is his sister. So I figured I'd bring him this week so you guys could see him and see how he is. He's very similar to her temperament-wise. They both really love meeting people, but they calm down pretty quickly. Once you, again, I've been sitting here, and he's kind of just been sitting next to me, just hanging out. He is also 8 years old. He is also a boxer pit mix. He has, I would say, a little more energy than Lai-Lai does.
I think so.
Yeah. But, he's a good boy. He's pretty easy to handle. He is a little strong, but nothing too much. And he would do well in most families, just as Lai-Lai. My only recommendation for him is he's not a big fan of younger dogs because Tum Tum does have a lot of arthritis in his joints. So he does have some pain issues, so he doesn't really like dogs who are jumping all over him. So.
Well, neither do I.
That's fair. So I think he'd prefer a home with, if there's another dog, for them to be pretty calm.
How about with Lai-Lai? He'd be okay with Lai-Lai.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So here's your chance to get two dogs that look alike and and would love on you because Lai-Lai last week was laying on you. I'm not sure about Tom Tom. Tom Tom is a, but he's a good boy. He came over, licked my hands. He was just excited about being here. So
yeah.
Right now he's.
He loves being out.
He's just sitting there quietly next to you. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good boy. And just like Lai-Lai, his adoption fee is fully sponsored. So if you want to come down and meet him today, no appointment necessary. And maybe you could take him home and maybe Lai-Lai too.
Boy, wouldn't that be nice?
Right?
Yeah.
Definitely recommended for them to stay together, but it's not required.
No. Do you have them together in the same, next to each other, or?
No, they're in their own kennels.
I know, but are they next to each other so they can see each other?
No, they're not right next to each other.
Whoa.
I know, that's kind of funny, huh?
Yeah. I mean, okay.
Yeah, I don't know who made that decision, but.
Well, it might be is to kind of start getting them used to being someplace else.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Anything else going on over at Haven Humane?
Not a whole lot. We do have, you know, a lot of dogs and cats right now. So if you're interested in adding to your family, definitely give us a call at 241-1653. We have dogs and cats of all ages and all breeds right now.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Katrina, for everything you do here.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick early break because I've got, get your phones ready, people. I have tickets to give away. I thought I'd given away all the tickets to Taste of Reading. But no, I hadn't. Found another little stack of them there. These are $50 tickets, and we'll give them away today, give away all of them today. And I have a couple more tickets to the Asphalt Cowboys Barbecue, too, so we'll get into that. 7-Eleven here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. It's our firearms dealer of choice. Always a great selection of firearms. Always ammo there. All the accessories. Best gunsmith around. And customer service is just outstanding. Locally owned, locally operated. Good people down there. And they give veteran discounts at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give them a call at 222-8222, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
This Sunday, Lake Reading Park will be smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beef, beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $12 at the event or pre-purchase for $10 from any Asphalt Cowboy, Paint Marts at Redding and Anderson, or Lulu's Restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salad, sandwiches, steak, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's. And you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Reading Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain can't climb, there's no tower too high, no plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California.
I think my dad's going crazy.
And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 16 for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay education programming. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Jared got excited because I was joking around in here and he dumped the button.
I accidentally deleted the song I was about to play.
The bump music there. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 7:15 in the morning. Here on Friday, the 10th of September, 7:15 in the morning. Hey, last night I watched United 93. Have you seen that movie?
I have not.
This is a story of that plane on 9/11.
Is that the one with the Gordon Levitt guy?
This is the.
I'm talking about the actor.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Oh, I don't okay. know. I don't know actors like that. This is United 93, based on fact, based on true fact of they took, you know, cockpit recordings. They even had a lot of the people that were that were there in the. In the FCC, in all the different places, you know, that were trying to keep watch of everything, controllers, all of us were in this, in the story of that day. And I can tell you what, heroism of those people was just astounding. These hijackers took over the plane. It was heading to L.A., and they took over the plane. They killed the pilot and the co-pilot and the attendant. The attendant killed her too. And the people started getting together. They started calling home, and they learned that two other planes had been hijacked and crashed into the Twin Towers. And they attacked. They were not going to go softly into the night. They attacked the cockpit. And of course, we all know what happened. The plane plummeted into the ground in Pennsylvania there. But they took back they were in the cockpit, it appears, fighting for the controls of the plane, but couldn't get it under control before it crashed. It's like I said, there are no big stars in this. Just like there's really no big stars in everyday America. Is just solid people doing their jobs. And in this case, they were not going to give up without a fight. They were not going to give up without a fight. And those famous lines, "Let's roll. We got to get going. Let's roll," by that one gentleman. And then they attacked. Wow. I'd never seen it before. And I don't know why, but I just hadn't seen it until last night. What a powerful movie, and it's on, I don't know, it's on one of the channels. If you get a chance, please watch it, United 93. It kind of gave an idea of the confusion and the terror and of what was going on that day, because they hadn't had anything like this since 1990, and then they have four planes taken in one day. Quite a coup for Al-Qaeda and terrorists like that. The aftermath of it. Of course, I flew about, as soon as they lifted the, let planes start flying, I flew right after that. I was heading to New York, of all places. And it was an empty flight. It was me, maybe one other person in the attendance, and everybody was jumpy. I don't know why. I mean, it was, the fact that I had everything but a cavity search before I got on the plane. But what an impact it has. And here it is 20 years later, and we seem to have forgotten this. Those young men and women who died in Kabul, some of them hadn't even been born when those planes took down the Twin Towers and hit the Pentagon. And the fact that some people still, they believe it's the government that did it is pathetic. Okay, I'll just say it out loud. And I know some of you, it's pathetic. That's not what happened. Now, something that has caused a lot of consternation, of course, is Joe Biden has said that businesses with over 100 people are going to be forced to have their people, if you have 100 employees or more, they either have to vaccinate or they have to show, take a COVID test every week. And this is, I'm not sure this is constitutional that he can do this. I think it takes the House and the Senate to say, yes, we're going to do this. I don't know if a president can just say, hey, you know what? I'm pissed off at all you people who haven't had your vaccinations. We've given you a chance. We've made it free. We've put it everywhere. There's no reason for you not to have it. Just because you don't want to have it, you're extending the this COVID emergency we have. So I'm just going to take away your right. Your rights. I'm going to make it so hard on you. And it's going to be, and it's going to keep rationing it down till I get everybody vaccinated. And that's what he, you know, he didn't say the last part, but that's where he's going to. And he's using OSHA to enforce this and to start it. So what it says is if you've got a company that's got 100 employees or more, they will be vaccinated or show proof of a negative COVID test every week. For every time they don't do it, it's a $14,000 per incident. That doesn't affect us here. And, Jared, how many people here have been vaccinated, would you say?
Do you mean in Reading, or do you mean
no,
in
no,
our
just
studio?
Here in our station,
I'd
our
say
business here.
90%?
I would say everybody.
I mean, we don't have that many employees.
No, so. We don't. But, no, so it's easy to keep track. Every employee's been vaccinated except one who had COVID. And I'm not going to demand that she get a vaccination because she's had COVID already. So we've all had it. I believe in the vaccinations. I look at statistics of the hospitals and I see so many people in there that have not been vaccinated. They're in the hospitals. I think Joe Biden has handled this extremely poorly. He ran on the fact of, hey, we're going to take care of COVID. And now he's blaming his shortcomings and the shortcomings of the ability to do this on people and not himself in his administration. You know, the fact is that the vast majority of people that are going to hospitals with COVID have not been vaccinated. You know, again, we have no idea how many people have had COVID in the United States. You know, when you want to force people to have shots, you know, you should first say, okay, first we're going to take a antibody test to see if you've had it. Because what if you've already had COVID? Do you still have to have the vaccination? Because even with the vaccination, I know I can pass COVID on to other people. I know I can get COVID with that vaccination, with both shots I've had. When the booster comes out, I'll probably get a booster shot too because I believe that vaccines work. That's my opinion. I'm not going to force my opinion on people I know that aren't. I know people that had it really bad, had COVID really bad, hospital and out, got the vaccination. Doesn't mean that they can't get it again. I would hope that he doesn't go back in the hospital again. This is the way I feel that before we, that mandating something like this, when you're forcing people to take a shot or not work, is, it's not like going to a venue, to a concert, and you have to show your vax. You have to show a vaccination certificate. You show your papers, and then your mask there. That's a private concern. Now you're talking, now you're going to a business owner and saying you will tell your people to vaccinate or show proof. You've taken away, you've really imposed your government will on them, on that. And he said that this isn't about personal freedom. Well, if it's not about personal freedom, and if it's not about taking control of your own body, why is the Justice Department of the United States of America going after Texas with their abortion? Law they just made.
I was under the impression that you didn't necessarily have to get vaccinated. You just had to show that you've been tested.
You have to be, yeah. But that is going to cost the company. Well, I don't know. Maybe the companies don't have to pay if somebody goes out and gets tested. But But to say that you will do this, or you will lose your job. Well, in the federal government, you will be vaccinated. If you work for the federal government, but then again, that's the federal government. You will be vaccinated. Let's move on to the fires here. You know, we're trying to find out right now if Old Station is still there. It reached the edge of Old Station yesterday, and they had shifted a number of firefighters over to try and save Old Station. For Bernie, they've shifted people over there to try to save Bernie in this. They're going to be pulling them back and transitioning them up to the west. Up there right now, they have the Dixie Fire. Right now, it's cost about $500 million to fight. It's the California's second largest wildfire. It started July 13th, and it's grown to over 930,000 acres with 59% containment, but it keeps shifting over. Nearly 5,000 firefighters were working on the fire on Thursday, and they were being assisted by soldiers out of the Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington. And the Burlington Northern Santa Fe train, which has been delivering 30,000 gallons of water per load to fill the water tenders out there. And conditions worsened at 4 a.m. this morning when the winds picked up. Also, Thursday night, the Shasta County Sheriff's Office upgraded evacuation warnings to evacuation orders for two zones. Zones 9A and 9B are forested areas. 9A is an area east of Highway 89, just south of Hat Creek. It extends to the Shasta-Lassen County line. The Zone B extends from the east of Cinder Butte on the western edge of Lassen-Shasta County line and north of Bald Mountain. Hand crews and fire engines were sent to Old Station and Hat Creek to build and reinforce fire lines as helicopters and air tankers. Somebody was on Facebook yesterday when I drove up there. He had a picture of the large tanker coming through, dumping fire retardants up there. I hope that there was thunder and lightning. I hope the lightning didn't start any more fires, but I hope the rains helped up there. Again, we're trying to, if anybody knows what the status is of Old Station and Hat Creek, please give us a call or get on the chat room and let us know. Now, I have two tickets for the Taste of Redding. That's going to be this Sunday. It starts at noon. It's going to be at the City Hall in the Sculpture Garden. These are $50 tickets. I have two of these to present to someone. It's food, it's beverage, it's music. It's a great time. And these are, like I said, they're free for the first person. Call 605-4567, and you get two tickets to Taste of Redding. It's $100 worth of tickets right here. And just to be able to have a good time, and after everything that's been going on, you need to have a good time. So get their names, people are calling in, get their names, Jared, for me, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is really helping with the Taste of Redding this year, underwriting the restaurants there. It's a community-oriented bank, obviously. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street, right downtown here in Redding, and the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and the new branch that's going to go up in Anderson at the Kentucky Fried Chicken Place, or the former, I should say, the former. They're not going to serve fried chicken at the same time you're doing your banking. No, it's the former one. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Did you learn anything?
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet.
Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for the California Adventure District Radio Show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal. Because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Linda Bod. Linda is down in Sacramento, and she is telling me she was wishing she was back here, especially for this segment, but for every segment that we're getting ready to have. 7:33 in the morning here, and about, about 70 degrees out there?
Yeah,
it is 70 degrees. The air quality index is not good, 197, but we got rain last night. Wow, was that super. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wirsch has been doing this for well over 20 years. Nobody knows more about fixing a automobile or an RV windshield, truck windshield, than Jeff Wirsch. He fixed a crack, about a 6-inch crack on my windshield 14 years ago. I hate to say it, it's been that long. And you still can't see it. It never got any bigger. He doesn't take chances with your safety of you or your family. Truly quality workmanship there. For a free consultation, give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by at 3208 South Market Street. It's a veteran-owned business. Jeff Wirsch and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I'm here with Julie Tamina. Did I get that right?
You did, sir.
I didn't know Julie. Well, I have never seen her before until today. But I heard about Julie from a friend of ours who said that she was trying to get her horse ready to participate in something that happens on 9/11, and started by you.
Yes.
Okay. So tell me who Julie Tumino is first. Tell everybody. I mean, are you a local girl? Or are you?
Yes, I was born and raised in Reading.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what school did you go to?
We were in Shingletown.
So oh, in Blackfield. Shingletown. Yeah. Okay. Well, that understands. Are you concerned about Shingletown with all the fires going
Very
on?
Very scary, yes. Yeah. Been praying a lot.
Well, there's been a lot of money, millions of dollars, it looks like, is being moved into Shasta County in this region for fire abatement. And they're talking about one of the things they're going to do is clear out like 14,000 acres. 14,000 acres.
Wow.
They're going to go out and mitigate, you might say, clear up brush and, you know, take out dead trees and everything. So hopefully, I know they're doing that at Shingletown now.
Oh, good.
So that'd be good. It'd be great if they could expand that someplace. But you never left Reading.
No.
And
well, for high school, I did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you've lived here for, a couple of decades. You might
yeah.
say. You could say that.
A few, yeah.
And you have a business here in town.
We do.
And it's the?
Cypress Street Auto Wash.
Now, when I said Cypress Street Auto Wash, and that's the big one down there, and that's full service.
Yes.
I mean, you get your car detailed, you do all that stuff there.
Yeah.
Clean inside and out. Oh, yeah.
A lot of hard workers down there.
Are you having a problem getting workers during this time frame?
Yes. I hate to say it, but yeah.
Just like everybody?
It's tough, yeah. You know, they're getting paid to stay home, so they don't want to come to work. It's hard. But we have a few dedicated people
yeah.
that stick with us.
Well, you started a, I hate to use the word event. It's not an event.
No, it's not an
event.
It's
not an event.
No.
You started a, a remembrance, a celebration. What word is the one you use?
I would say remembrance.
Okay.
I did it because 9/11 hit me hard. I was getting ready for work, and I saw the tower burning, and then when that second plane went in, it was just devastating to me. I mean, it just, it was devastating.
But you had another reason that when, as things unfolded and,
yes.
and they were finding out that the attackers, the thing that had originated in Afghanistan and all this.
And my son was fighting in Afghanistan in the Army.
Back then?
Yes.
He was there?
Yes.
Early?
Mm-hmm.
So, the devastation, I think it hit everybody. I wouldn't have imagined 20 years later that we're this divided after that day, that month, that year, that of people actually, you know, flying the American flag and losing. We lost more people there, of course, than we did at Pearl Harbor. I talked about that movie United 93 that I watched last night.
Very tragic.
Wow. Very powerful movie.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you decide to do?
When I woke up on 9/11, 2012, I just had this ache in my heart, and I needed to express myself somehow, and I do horses, and I love our flag, and with my son fighting for our freedom, I didn't want people to forget what day it was. So I got dressed in all my red, white, and blue and got my American flag, got on my horse, and rode over to the field there on I-5, and I rode up and down that field all day long because I wanted people to see me and hopefully remember what day it was. I wanted them to go, why is she out there with the flag? What day is this? You know, why is she out there doing that? You know, and I
yeah.
wanted to show... I'm sorry.
That people care.
Yeah.
And it is something to remember. Okay, now what? When was that, the first time?
The first year after 9/11.
Oh, so it had been...
This will be my 19th
okay,
year.
Okay, so it was 2002 you did it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
You said 12.
Yeah.
I thought it was 2002. I just wanted
yeah.
to make sure.
Yeah, I'm
so
sorry.
So on the anniversary of 9/11...
The first anniversary,
up,
yes.
You got up that day, and you wrote... Did Did people honk? Did anybody say anything to you?
There was a lot of honking. A lot of honking, yeah.
Okay. Okay, and that started it.
Yeah.
Now, people don't realize that you just don't pick up an 8-foot flag.
No.
And get on a horse.
No.
They can be a great horse. They can do, you know, they can roll over for you. They can do everything. But you put an 8-foot flag on them, and it is a new game.
It is.
How'd your horse do with it? Or had you worked with
him? I had already carried flag on him.
Okay.
You know, I rode on the Reading Rodeo Association drill team. So he was, he was used to the flag.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Because I know that some horses just
won't do it. Yes. Won't do it. That's correct.
Okay. So, after that day was over, how did you feel?
Exhausted. I was so proud of the amount of people that honked and showed support. And I knew, and I promised God right then that as long as I was physically able to do that, I would do it every year. So that's what I do. And over the years, I've had people say, oh, I want to join you. And they're welcome.
And let's talk about that. Other people have joined you.
Yes.
In this on 9/11. So how many people people do you have out there riding with you?
Every year it varies because you know life happens. Some people have to work on certain days, and I don't have a set schedule or anything. I'm out there at sunup.
Okay.
With a good friend of mine, Megan, and we start off, and then we have people come and go throughout the day. I just never know how many people are going to show.
And now, do they trailer their horses to that area?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, where's the exact spot?
It's between Knighton Road and Bonneview.
Okay.
On the east side.
East side of the road.
Yeah. In that big empty field.
That Moore's.
Yes.
Moore's
flower. Yes. And
it's in that field.
He's been gracious enough to let us ride there.
Well, he's a gracious guy.
Yes.
He's a good guy.
Yes.
So how many, you've had up to how many people?
I think 22 was the most.
Now, you have got another one if we can get the horse to carry a flag.
Awesome.
Linda wants to come out there and
she is more than welcome. I heard you have a new horse.
Well, that's our horse.
Okay.
And she's great at everything, but I don't know. I asked her trainer that she had a while ago. I said, because I saw him with a horse and a flag. I said, did you ever train her for a flag? He goes, oh, no. Nope, didn't train her with a flag. So we're probably going to have to get some lessons from you. And on how the best way to introduce them to this, because I know that next year Linda would love to ride with you.
Absolutely.
Out there.
Absolutely.
Now, but you can still ride even if you don't carry a flag.
Even if you don't carry a flag and you want to ride and expose your horse to flags, come out, ride along, and get them as close to the flag as you can.
And have you ever gotten any, has the Channel 7 ever been out there or anybody like that?
Yes, they came out. Yeah, they've come out before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you ever get anybody ever say anything? Or is this just, what would you like to see this grow? I know you're doing it for yourself.
I am.
it's for you. And then if other people want to join on.
You know, I got to tell you, I have a couple friends who reached out. My friend Lori Alexander reached out to Thin Blue Line, and they donated us a couple new flags. And my friend Megan went to Signorama, and I brought the banner to show you. It is gorgeous.
Okay.
It shows the 13 service people we just lost on the flag, and we're going to hang that out there to honor them. I'm sorry. It's just emotional for me.
It's emotional for a lot of us.
Yeah. So, I forgot what you asked me. I'm sorry.
Well, it was the fact that you're doing this for you.
Yes, I don't have a dress code. I don't tell people what time to come or what time to go. You know, you do what's best for you, and I'm more than happy to have people come out and ride. You know, course, ride at your own risk, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're not.
But the more
I love the people out there. I love having all these people out there. And I know if I were to ride down the freeway and see somebody doing it somewhere, I would be, oh, my gosh, I want to join, you know. Yeah. So I get it, and they're welcome.
You know, I'm here with Julie. I'm sorry,
it's
Julie.
All right.
I'm, you know, Tamino, who is who on the first anniversary of 9/11 on September 11th, 2002. She got on her horse, dressed in red, white, and blue, and rode up and down the freeway over there on off of right where Moore's Flour Mill is. A lot of people honked their horns because she didn't want people to forget what that day was, and has been riding there on 9/11 ever since, and is getting ready to ride tomorrow.
Yes.
So we're going to take a quick break. I have a few more questions for you, and I'm watching you and your dog. And so I became friends with you on Facebook, so I found out that your little pup there, it's one you adopted.
I rescued him, yes, from Eureka.
Yeah, and he's just gone through a number of little operations, but mm-hmm. he's just sitting there, and he's happy, and somebody that, you know, being loved on by
as long
you.
As I'm holding him.
He's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Mike Huber. Mike is a veteran. He's got two sons in the service right now that are... one may be over in that general area of Afghanistan right now. We don't know. The other one just graduated from nuke school and is going to be on a carrier here soon. But Mike has been doing custom work with granite, slate, marble for about a couple of decades here. He works by appointment only. He is truly an artist when he works on your home. He's the kind of guy that you give your key to and say, I'll be back in 3 or 4 days. Just make sure that you clean up the dust, which he does. And you come home to a work of art. Give him a call at 241-STONE for a free consultation. And then he'll work with you on what you want. And he's got some great ideas, too. That's estategranite.com. We'll be right back.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $12 at the event or pre-purchase for $10 from any Asphalt Cowboy, Paint Marts at Redding and Anderson, or Lulu's Restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salad, sandwiches, steak, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's. And you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Sam put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. Oh, brought to you courtesy of the red, white.
Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're calling in the bot. Linda's in SAP today, and we'll be back this afternoon. It is 7:52 in the morning, 70 degrees. The air quality index is 195, which is unhealthy. We did have some rain. The fires, we're trying to find out if anybody knows what happened out at Old Station and Fall River. They were putting people out there and trying to contain the fire, keep it from getting the whole station. We're watching on Facebook, watching them dropping all types of retardant out there. Our guest is Julie Tomino, and she is a lifelong resident of Shasta County and Redding, Shingletown area. I have a business here in town. And that almost everybody knows about, I would imagine, the Cypress Street. Otherwise, how do you not know about it? On 9/11, when she was after she watched, I'm just trying to paraphrase real quick. After she saw what happened, as all of us did, it was devastating to her as it was to, I would say, the vast majority of us in the United States. The next year. On 9/11, when she woke up, she said, you know, I have to help people remember. And you dressed up in your red, white, and blue, got your flag, got on your horse, and rode on this one section of I-5, you know, where Moore's Flour Mill is now.
Mm-hmm.
And a great deal of outpouring of people honking their horns and everything.
Which I greatly appreciate. I know some people are afraid to honk their horns for fear they scare our horses. The semis honk. It does not scare the horses.
No, it doesn't. If the flags don't scare the horses, the trucks won't. And every year since then, so this is the 19th year.
Correct.
That you have been riding along the freeway. And now more and more people are joining you.
Yes.
Through there. And we want to give a big shout out to Signorama. And those guys and girls down there, you know what? You all are just outstanding people because you do so much for our community. But they provided a flag to you
A banner, yes.
A banner. I tell you, it's just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
I'd like to borrow it sometime, you know, put it up here. And the having the names of all 13 of our servicemen and women who died in Kabul, and another example of not forgetting. Now, you can, this could be as big or as small. It makes no difference to you. You don't advertise it. You don't go out and say, hey, would you like to come and ride with me? But you do welcome people if they want to.
Absolutely.
And,
yes.
And so this is, how big an area is this?
Oh, it's very large. Yeah.
I mean, along the freeway, is it a mile? Would you say?
Oh, at least, yeah.
Okay.
At least.
And I'm not trying to urge people to do this because this is Julie's. But I can imagine at some point having 100 horse and riders and
that
flags.
That would be beautiful, yes.
Along the freeway there, it would be beautiful. And it would be a true honor that we're paying to people.
To show respect.
Yeah. And you don't have to have a flag, even though you have lots of flags.
Correct.
You can just ride your horse out there.
Absolutely.
And just be there.
I have friends that come that don't ride, that just, you know, are there to support us, yes, to help show support.
Mm-hmm. Go out there and stand with a flag.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I can just, you know, I of course, have grandiose plans all the time, but I could just imagine 100 horse and riders coming to now, do you ride back and forth? Do
yes.
you stand there?
No, we ride back up and down the freeway, along the freeway.
Yeah. Wow.
We're going to do something really unique this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Can you tell me?
Well, we got this idea from a rodeo. They had flags draped over 13 horses. And so we're going to do that also.
And the horses just going to be out there? Or are there going to be people... Right.
We're going to lead the horses.
Lead the horses. That's
yes,
what I thought.
Yes, with a flag draped over them.
Oh, wow.
In respect for the 13 lost.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
You know, you keep tearing up here, but you're going to make me tear up here.
I'm sorry. It's just, you know, I watched that interview from some of the women survivors the other night.
Yeah.
And one of the women said, the interviewer asked her, what can the general public do to help you, to help the survivors? And she said, don't forget and show your support on 9/11.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm trying to do, is just not let people forget and to honor those lost and the ones left behind.
I love you.
Oh,
I've never said that before. I say it to Linda all the time. No, because I can see you and I can see into your heart and what this means to you. As I've said, you know, when Linda heard about this, you know, our horse is not ready for that yet. I mean, it's a really good horse, but it's not ready for that yet.
She can come sit on one of mine if she wants.
Well, you know what? She just might do that. And it's going to start at sunup.
I get out there at sunup, yes.
At sunup. It's going to go all day. And, my friends, drive by. Maybe even drive over there and thank the people. You don't know how many people are going to be there.
I do not know.
So, but if you're interested in becoming part of this once a year, how do they get a hold of you? What's the best way?
I have a Facebook page. It's called Ride to Remember.
Ride to Remember.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful page, by the way.
Well, thank you.
I used one of your photos, I think, when I was advertising today's show of a number of the ladies out there. And it's not just for ladies.
No,
it's
absolutely
guys
not.
Guys, too. So guys can get
My
out there,
My nephew
too.
Was in the military, and he came out 2 years ago and rode. So, no, absolutely not. Love to have more men show.
Of course. I mean... but this is something, and I kind of feel ashamed now that I didn't even know what was going on. So, but now every year we'll make sure. And, since it goes all day, I know we're going to have somebody out there with their iPhone, and we'll record part of this and then put it on
you.
Our Facebook page.
Well, thank you.
And let people see it
thank
also.
You.
Thank you, Julie, so much. And good luck. What's your pup's name?
Scamp.
Now, when did you get Scamp?
About 3 weeks ago. I rescued
him. Now, Scamp's
him.
Not an easy. He's not a young dog.
No.
And
no.
You just spent a lot of
money. Yes.
On him.
He's about 16, and he had all of his teeth removed. And above and beyond, Jen,
the news
Dr.
from Town
Jen
Hall.
Did a fantastic job.
Wow.
And so,
you know what? You are an exceptional person.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for being here with us today.
And I can't wait to meet your wife.
Oh, yeah, she is just like you. She is so patriotic. She never had dated anybody in the service and all this, and I would call her. Occasionally I could call her. And she'd go, "What's that?" And I said, "That's artillery."
Oh,
yes. And then when she didn't hear from me for periods of time because I was gone, I was outside the wire, then she told me later, she said, "I never know if you were going to come back. How would I ever know? You know, I mean, we've been corresponding.
I live,
but
with,
how would I even know?
With my son for 13 years, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, with your son, you know, there's that connection there, and you would find out.
Yes.
But if you're just a friend or somebody that's not in that chain, you wouldn't find out.
Until you came home.
Well, until you came home or someone told you. Thank you so much, Julie Tamino.
You're very
Ride for Remembrance. She's going to be out on I-5 tomorrow at the Old Morris Flour Mill between Knighton and, what's the other road? Knighton?
Bonneville.
Going out. Right, drive by.
Right near I-5 Rentals.
Right by I-5 Rentals. Honk your horn. Stop by. Say hello. Say thanks. Thank you so much. Okay, we got a break for the news. We're coming back with Janelle Galbraith, who is is going to tell us the new what she's doing for our city of Reading and this new job she's got.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
COVID-19.
Your money not safe from inflation. It continues to eat away at the value of the dollar. Wholesale inflation skyrocketing last month, up 8.3% from year-ago levels. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. Right now, the Dow down 117 points, the NASDAQ a dozen points higher, the S&P 7 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
A Taliban spokesman says that a Uyghur separatist organization that's seeking independence from China will not be tolerated inside Afghanistan.
Beijing considers the East Turkmenistan Islamic Movement, or ETIM, to be a terrorist organization. It's used the threat it says the group poses inside its far western region of Xinjiang to justify the harsh treatment of Muslim Uyghurs and other minority groups there. Speaking to China's Global Times newspaper, the Taliban spokesman Suhail Shahin said that many members of ETIM have already left Afghanistan. But, the paper noted, he failed to answer whether the Taliban had committed to extraditing suspected members of ETIM to China.
The BBC's Celia Hatton. The head of Britain's domestic intelligence agency says Taliban's rise in Afghanistan has heartened and emboldened terrorists worldwide. News and analysis, townhall.com. Britain's economic growth slowed more than expected in July.
The slowdown occurred as concern about the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant of COVID-19 overshadowed the government's decision to end most social distancing rules. The economy expanded 0.1% in the month, down from 1% in June. A survey conducted by Pantheon Macroeconomics shows economists had expected gross domestic product to increase by 0.5%.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Americans are less positive about their civil liberties today than they were a decade after the 9/11 attacks. That is the bottom line of a new APNORC poll. Far fewer now say the government is doing a good job of protecting rights such as freedom of speech. Once again on Wall Street this hour, stocks mixed. The Dow down 107 points, while the NASDAQ 10 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's down in Sacramento with her parents. In fact, right now she's probably looking at her niece, or her, I guess it would be great niece. Her niece had another little baby, and it's the first baby girl in the family. So she's down there with June. Little June, so she'll be back at noon today. So good morning, everybody. The 10th of September, tomorrow, of course, is 9/11. 20 years ago tomorrow, the American, our country suffered a terrorist attack that killed more people than the attack at Pearl Harbor did. I hope that you take some time tomorrow to remember what happened that day. And remember, again, a little bit about how we pulled together after that, something we need to take a serious look at it, trying to pull together again. 8:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Jared, what's the weather look like?
It's currently 71 degrees. We have a red flag warning today and a slight chance of showers, and then it's going to become sunny. Well, actually, it looks like it already is. We have a high of 89, a low of 62. Tomorrow, a high of 92, a low of 59. On Sunday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 95, a low of 61. Monday, a high of 96, a low of 62. Tuesday, high of 98, low of 61. And Wednesday, high around 93 with a low around 60.
Yeah, it's going to be, looks like the weather's getting cooler for us here. Your air quality index is 197, which is unhealthy, even with the rain last night. And the air quality index and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Susan Eastman's on the phone. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has declined for a fifth straight day amid economic uncertainty. Now the major averages are mixed. The Dow is down 132 points at 34,746. The S&P 500 is off 8 points at 4,484. The NASDAQ composite is green, slightly positive at 15,247. Active stocks this morning, American Airlines down 84 cents, trading at 19.36, Ford off a penny at $12.74, AMD down 34 cents at $105.78 per share. Local retail stocks of interest, Best Buy down 9 cents, trading at $112.30, Target up 71 cents at $246.22 per share, Costco down $1.23 at $464.71. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.325%. And over to commodities, gold is positive $1.40 at $1,795 per ounce, silver down 30 cents at $24.45, crude oil trading at $69 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investment, Stifel, Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, and remember 9/11. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, of course we will. Susan is down on Park Marina Drive. Has spent a great deal of her life learning how to help make you money. Give Susan Eastman a call. We talked about the Dixie Fire. We've talked about the air quality index. We've talked about, I know. I've got a couple of tickets here for Taste of Reading. In fact, I'm going to give away a four-pack this time. Taste of Reading, it's going to be this Sunday, from noon to 4 at City Hall. And the Sculpture Garden there. It is a great time. I've been there before. I have had a wonderful time. Linda's had a great time. Everybody down there's had a great time. It's food. It's music. It's beverages, wine and brew, and the different types of food there. It is absolutely a great place to go to, and it's going to happen this Sunday from noon to 4 at City Hall in the Sculpture Garden. These are like $50 tickets. Must have an ID. Nope. Not backs, just an ID to say that you're old enough to drink. So 605-4567, and you get a family pack here, or take two of your friends. 605-4567. I am here. Let me adjust that a little bit with Janelle Galbraith.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, you know what? We're trying. It's Friday, first of all.
Thank goodness it's Friday.
Oh, yeah. This has been a weird week, hasn't it? Has it been kind of weird to you, too? I'm not talking work-wise. I'm just talking about the fact that the fires, the weather. You know, when it's 106 and the air quality index is 300, I think that does something to people. I mean, I don't see how it cannot.
I think it's starting to get really draining. I was having that conversation just the other day. Usually the heat doesn't bother me. I don't know, this summer, it's gotten real long.
It has gotten long. And somebody said yesterday, oh, look, the sky's clear. And they said, I walked outside, turned around and walked back inside. You know, one of those.
Yeah.
And so people that are not sure who Janelle Galbraith is, she's the Economic Development, Innovation, and Equity Manager of Reading.
Yes.
Now, this is a new job, but it's not a new hire.
Correct.
You've been around for a while.
Yes. I've been working for the City of Reading for just about 4 years. In October, it'll be 4 years.
Okay. And a lot of people don't know this, that with all the things that are happening, like in Stillwater and all that, you've had a lot to do with that, too, besides, you know, working with Todd Jones, I'm sure. And
yes. So Steve Bate and I have been working with Todd Jones for the last year, for sure, working on selling those properties out there at Stillwater, mostly managing those land transactions and getting those things approved through the city council and then just managing those all the way through escrow and into closing. Someone's got to manage the contracts. But also the surplus property program, so selling all of our surplus property citywide. I've been managing that program for about 3 years, and that includes all of the new legislation through HCD in the state and that regulates how cities can dispose of excess property. So those transactions and all of the intricacies that go through selling city property, I've been kind of managing those for the last 2 or 3 years.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah.
You're one of those people we don't hear about,
true.
But you have a big impact on what's. Right, what about the big push by the state for affordable housing?
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, because they're talking about putting housing in affordable housing in city property, or do you all buy private property and put it up? How's that work?
Well, I think maybe what you're talking about is that Surplus Property Act, and that one was passed back, I believe, in 2019, and it really changed the process that cities have to go through to dispose of property. And the reason they did that is because they want to make sure that we're not disposing of property that could potentially be used for affordable housing units.
Okay.
So as a result of that, now every single piece of property has to go through a very strict notification process. And before, we had to do that as well, but there were certain properties that we could maybe sell without having to necessarily surplus it. Now, every single property that the city disposes of has to go through the surplus property process,
uh-huh.
And that includes a full notification for 60 days, and then you've got to notify HCD. They have to sign off on it. And part of it, and then all of our properties are sold with some language that then goes on the grant deed that says that a certain number, certain percentage of homes, if housing is then built on that property, a certain percentage has to be affordable. And that is the state's way of just making sure that if the city is getting rid of property, we're not getting rid of property that could be used for housing. And they have a very, very extensive list of developers statewide who have been instrumental in building affordable housing. So they're part of that notification period
okay.
in the very beginning.
Wow. Now, we've got to take a quick break, but some very exclusive areas like down in Marin County are fighting back against this. Is that true?
Well, I think a lot of municipalities are, because it kind of takes our control away of how we envision selling property. And then also, you know, when developers come to us or someone says, hey, I want to use this property and I want to build, you know, X, Y, or Z.
Right.
And we have to say, well, that's fine. But if the state says we have to build housing there, we have to build housing there. You know, it could change the scope of your city. We haven't had a huge issue with that here. However, I'll be honest and say that even with our Stillwater properties, we did have to fight. We had to fight with the state to let them know that that's a business park and we're not building housing out there. It's not what it was built for. We have bonds out there.
We spent a lot of money on that place.
We have grant money that has gone into that that says it has to be used to create jobs, and that means not housing. And yet the state HTD has such a process where there were no caveats. There was no exceptions. So we had to fight them and say, hey, I know this is the way your act is written, but this is what our land is doing, and we kind of know what we're doing.
And we can prove that.
And we can prove it.
This was started a long time ago before
Correct.
You came up with this.
Yeah. So it's a process.
I'm here with Janelle Galbraith, who is the Economic Development Innovation Equity Manager of Reading. We were just talking about the use of land in our own city after the state comes up with their... Oh, I don't know. Do you ever think that, you know, they're at a party or something, and, hey, why don't we do this? You know, they're all drunk someplace, and then somebody writes it down on a napkin, and it becomes a law. Do you ever think that?
You know, sometimes you do wonder where the laws come from.
I think, you know what, they're out there, you know, toking or drinking or something, and, that sounds like a good idea. Let's just outlaw bear hunting in California. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. It's got some of the highest ratings by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in a number of different areas. They are doing the TAVR valve replacement. They're bringing in, starting next year as a teaching hospital, bringing in residents from all over the United States and the world, up to 24 residents, which means that they'll have them here, and it could be a good way of keeping people, doctors, here. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back. 8:16 in the morning, 70 degrees. Air quality index is unhealthy out there, my friends, so be careful. We'll be right back.
I like the way sparkling earrings lay against your skin so brown, and I want to sleep with you in the desert tonight with the billion stars all around.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Eat it there, use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $12 at the event or pre-purchase for $10 from any Asphalt Cowboy. Paid Mart's at Redding and Anderson, or Lulu's restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salad, sandwiches, steak, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's. And you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
I'm voting yes to recall Newsom and voting for Jenny Ray LaRue for governor. I've lived in California for 27 years. Newsom's broken promises are ruining California. I've met Jenny Ray. Jenny Ray is a business owner, mom, and farmer. She keeps her promises. Jenny Ray will build a safe future with great schools, good jobs, and more than enough water and power. Jenny Ray will free California to live, work, and breathe again.
Paid for by the committee to elect Jenny Ray LaRue.
Jenny Ray for governor.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Nidabotlin, who's on our way back from Sacramento, and it's from seeing parents and grandnieces and all of that. If you're thinking about seeing an attorney because of a work injury, let me give you Patrick Gorman's phone number. He will give you a free consultation. Work injuries, as you know, can be life-changing. Without treatment, you may not recover. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You should have one that works hard for you. So that's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Give him a call at 530-262-2168 today. And in fact, we're going to start up our legal hour again that we've had before with Doug Wright and Lucky Jezrani, and now we're going to have Patrick Gorman come in and answer questions and talk about different aspects of the law once a month also. I'm here with Janelle Galbraith, who is the Economic Development, Innovation, and Equity Manager of Reading. I asked you about what was going on, but I didn't ask you about Janelle. So tell me, who is Janelle Galbraith?
Janelle is a self-professed Army brat, moved around a ton growing up.
Self-professed? I mean, you were an Army brat.
I was an Army brat, yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, my dad was an Army pilot, and for the Army, yeah, he flew helicopters.
Is that right?
Yeah, he did.
I tell you what, see, my family was helicopter pilots in the Army.
Oh, yeah?
My uncle was one of the first helicopter pilots the Army had, flew in Korea.
Wow.
And both my cousins went into it. Jimmy flew in Vietnam, was wounded severely there. Mm-hmm. Helicopter pilots.
Yeah, that's what he did. He flew mostly in Vietnam and then some afterwards, obviously, and then retired and started working for the federal government. He was DOD for a long time, and as a result of that, I moved around quite a bit, ended up in Germany for about 4 years.
How'd you like Germany?
Oh, I loved it. I was there at a great time, though. I mean, I was, you know, between the ages of 12 and 16.
Okay.
So
do you speak German?
I do.
Well, that's good. So if anybody's around and you're just whispering in German, watch out. Janelle can...
I haven't spoken German in a really long time, but I can understand it better than I can speak it these days.
Sure. So what brought you to Reading?
My husband's job. He got a job here in Reading, and so we moved the family out.
What's he do?
Well, currently, he works for the airport. Before that, he was the athletics director at Simpson.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, I know him.
You do?
Yeah, he's been on the show before.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's great. And you started working for the city, you said, 4 years ago.
I did.
And what did you do before you took over this position?
At the city or before I started working for the city?
Oh, well, before the city. What did you do then?
I was a teacher.
Oh, okay. What grades?
I actually taught freshman composition, so I taught first-year college writing courses. I'm an English major.
Yeah.
My graduate degree is in English. I'm an English person.
And you actually, do you find yourself, Please don't grade me today on the way I speak, okay? I have a tendency to say me and I and reverse those.
It's normal.
And then went to work for the city.
I did.
And as we said that before you took this job, you had a lot to do with the city development and the business development. What do you think about Stillwater? I mean, it seems like it's really taken off.
Stillwater's keeping me really busy these days, I'll say that. Having moved to Reading in 2015, I wasn't here when Stillwater was created, when the whole theory of a business park came about.
Neither was I.
But I was here during the point where there were a lot of people angry that it had happened and that it was sitting empty. And I think a lot of folks just didn't understand what it would take for our economy to be able to sell those properties. And if I'm truly being honest, I think we got lucky, you know, over the last 2 years with economically. You know, you think about what the pandemic has done to lots of businesses locally and things like that. But what it also did was allow other organizations and other industries to take a serious look at Reading. It allowed our construction that we already had going to continue and continue to infuse our economy with some of those tax dollars because the building was already underway.
Right.
And then it brought to mind what Reading really was to some of those bigger industries. So we are starting to sell properties at Stillwater at a rapid rate. To the point where I was just talking to Todd Jones the other day, and I said, maybe we should slow down just a little bit. Let's take a break. Let's see what's out there. We've got a lot in escrow. We've got some LOIs on some. We've closed on a couple. I mean, we're still, I would say, by this time next year, if everything that we have intended to sell actually sells, then we will only have three properties left.
And how many acres would that be, approximately?
Ones that are left?
Yeah.
Probably
35,
maybe.
Well, we could put a homeless camp there.
I don't know about that.
Every time I mention that, I watch Todd's
eyes. I don't know about that.
Todd's jaw drops.
I know.
Now, the one letter of intent is to the Panattoni.
Yes.
And they put up structures for companies that tell them what they want. So we don't know what that structure might be, though. I mean, it could be the back end for Amazon. It could be something a lot less than that, though, too.
Right. It could be. They work with lots of Fortune 500 companies who build large facilities like that. And we just know the size. We know that it's going to be a rather large facility out there. And we have an idea of what will be housed within that facility, what it's going to do, but we don't have a tenant name that we can release at this time, no.
Okay. I can handle that. the downtown.
Yes.
Exploding. Wow.
It's great.
Yeah. And now, Enjoy the Magazine was just on Monday, and they told us they're taking over the old Board Mart. And they also said that K2 had bought that this property right down here on the corner. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Which one are you talking about?
The vacant lot next to Board Mart. I don't know if it was a secret or maybe they're in negotiations, but he said it on the air, so I'm saying it again. Which means some more, I don't know, maybe more of what they've built already.
Maybe. K2's busy. They've got a lot going on. They have their hands on a lot of pies.
I remember the first time I met Dan Knott. Danny was a free spirit. I think Danny probably still is a free spirit. I saw him two nights in a row at different events we both attended, and it was memorable. Let me just put it that way. But they have their heads in the game.
They
obviously.
Do.
Yeah.
I mean, I have an idea in my head of something that we could take part in and together, and an email just went out to him from an outside party yesterday that I might be able to sit in on and see.
You mean
if we
the city?
Can't.
The city?
No,
just you.
Yeah. Well, let's just say this: it would be the city involved as a collaboration with other folks.
Okay.
And I'm trying to pull all the right people in the room to see if I can make it happen. So we'll see. Cross your fingers.
Oh, yeah. we're going to take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk about that unsolicited idea to buy the riverfront property down there.
okay.
I mean, it's. I think people need to hear what happened and the end result of that unsolicited request to buy the property. I think that's important.
I will tell you what I can tell you.
Well, I maybe I can. Nah, probably not. I was going to say maybe I can, you know, trick you into it, but I don't think anybody's tricked you in a long time.
No. No.
Okay. We heard Janelle Galbraith, who heads up the new department here in Reading, Economic Development, Innovation, and Equity Manager. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, the only place I've had my hair cut since I've moved to Reading. It just appealed to me when I walked in the first time and they had a jackalope on the wall and other things. It's man's last stronghold, my friends. It's a great place to get a haircut. It's the best place that I've found. It's located, like I said, in Cypress Square, right off Athens Avenue. They work by appointments only, 244-9478, a veteran-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And like I said, man's last stronghold. You'll never see Dr. Phil on the TV. We'll be right back.
Community Fund 2021 Year to Remember. Friday, September 17th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Bling is the name of the game this evening, so be ready to dazzle. Since the inception of the fund in 2002, it has granted approximately $3.4 million to the local area. So join us in celebrating 71 organizations that we have been able to help, with one getting a surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. This is an indoor-outdoor event, so if you aren't vaccinated, we ask you to please wear a mask.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Thank you.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by the Back on Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday. They have an amazing grab bag of cigars there. Any of your tobacco needs, any of the accessories is at Tobacco and Brew. Plus, Tobacco and Brew does a lot to support our community in so many different ways. It's Tobacco and Brew. I have three tickets for Taste of Reading, so this is you and one friend. I know, isn't that strange? I've only got three tickets. I have no idea why it's three. But if you want tickets to Taste of Reading, $50 tickets. It's going to be this Sunday from noon to 4. Give us a call, 605-4567. And, yes, I have more tickets to give away after that. So, no, make that a four-pack. That'll be a four-pack. And then in a few minutes, I'm going to give away tickets to the Asphalt Cowboys Barbecue. So be listening. I'm here with Janelle Galbraith, who is Redding's, now is in charge of the Economic Development, Innovation, and Equity Manager of Redding. Now, we're going to get to the equity part, because when I read it the first time I called you, I didn't know what that meant. And so we're going to talk about that. But this latest unsolicited approach to the city about buying all of the riverfront down there, including the Civic, the rodeo grounds, portions of Turtle Bay, land that they don't have things on, and the Sheridan in Mosaic, which I thought for some reason had already been bought and was owned by somebody. The companies coming in on that were K2, you know, the Knott Brothers, the McConnell Foundation, Turtle Bay, and a group called, what's the name of the last?
Populous.
I looked up Populous. They have put up a lot of great, great venues for events. Plus, they did the San Antonio Riverwalk. Mm-hmm. They're an international company. And it went to the city council. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, you know, I think just like any other unsolicited offer that for any property here that the city may own, it's presented to the council as a, do you want to pursue this or do you not? This kind of thing is actually not as it happens more often than people probably think.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, I've been in charge of our city's surplus property project and also managing those land transactions in Stillwater for the last year or so. And anytime we get an offer from someone else to buy property, it goes to closed session. And then the council can decide yay or nay. When it's unsolicited like that and we're talking about a piece of property that hasn't been surplus through our official process, I talked to you a little bit about that earlier.
Yeah.
It gets really complicated because we have state laws that we have to follow in order to even try to dispose of that property.
Okay.
So the process of getting an offer in such as that and going to closed session is not unheard of.
No, it's not unusual.
It's
and
not
they
unusual.
They may meet in closed session. May
Correct.
Is the big word.
In this case, the council decided to pull it out of closed session and talk about it in the open calendar, so on the open agenda. So they will be doing that on the 21st.
Of September.
It'll be 21st of September. It'll be a totally open conversation, and they will invite comment from the public at that time. and the public can kind of see what something like that would even look like when you get. And essentially, they're not even going to be talking about that offer. Mm-hmm. From what I understand, they're going to be looking at options for those parcels.
Yeah,
which is a conversation that we weren't even necessarily having prior to even getting this unsolicited offer, at least not openly. But that's what the council has asked for staff to come back with some options for that those parcels, and that could be multiple things.
Well, you're a military brat, and your dad's talked about it. You know, we had contingency plans for everything. Mm-hmm. That's why, you have plans for attacking China. We have contingency plans for everything. I would be surprised if we didn't have some kind of thought process that said, what are we going to, you know, how do we develop now that Kutros is developing Park Community Drive and will be?
That rumor.
Yeah, but I think it's a pretty good rumor since I've had some of the people in here tell me what they think is going to be built down there. My concern, and I think a lot of people's concern, was that we don't lose that Reading flavor.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I get where they're coming from, because I think for anyone who's spent that much time and is invested in this region, they're afraid of losing what makes them traditionally Reading.
Yeah.
But having lived in so many places that I've lived in and seen cities grow and renovate and become something great. For instance, I've seen it happen with Des Moines. I've seen it happen in Richmond, Virginia. I've seen it happen in Austin, Texas, where you took a mediocre city and with a little bit of investment, it built and built and built and became something fantastic that still maintained its, you know, traditional flavor. Reading can do that too. Growth and progress doesn't mean that you
it doesn't
don't
mean
become
bad.
Ready.
No, and I'm glad you said that because you're absolutely right. Yeah. There's nothing that says that if it's a well thought out plan,
right,
with trails and I've heard amphitheater down there. I've heard different
right.
ideas, and I think that we can't be afraid of progress. We just can't. If we're going to grow, we live in a place where there's one restaurant on the river between here and, I don't know, Red Bluff, maybe further. And that's View 202, and that's not on the river.
Right.
We have, I don't see the jet boats going up and down here. That'll never happen. But there are so many things that can happen that can happen. And so I think when city councils wanted the staff to go out and kind of look, put this idea out to everybody, did I misunderstand that, you know, like to other organizations that may have ideas?
Well, more so than that, what they've asked staff to do is to say, what can we do with that space? Do we sell it? Do we lease it? Do we, what does a renovation of that look like? You know, public-private partnership, totally private. Like, there are so many avenues to take when you're talking about a space that's big like that. Do you just deal with one portion of it? Do you, you know, look at these areas and leave that part out? I mean, it's a vast space that encompasses, you know, a for-profit business and a non-profit. And, I mean, there's just a lot, right?
Right.
So they're just asking for staff to say, what are our options? And then from that, saying, you know, if we went this route, if we did by some chance decide to RFP it to someone else to come in and do a big reno, what would that look like for us? And so those are the questions that they're asking, and they're asking staff to be a little strategic and going, you know, what can we choose from? That way, if an offer like this comes again, at least we have something to go on.
Well, the city council can accept, deny, or take pieces of it, like you just said. You know, I like off of menu A, I'll take two, I'll take one off menu B, and just forget menu C here.
Yeah.
But we have to have a plan.
Correct.
And, I think this will get everybody off the dime, and which I think may have been one of the reasons they did it, was to get people, you know, to get it going. I think this is a great opportunity for the city to put out to the citizens, what's your idea? And let people come in with ideas of what they'd like to see there. So the city feels, you know, the people feel like, well, I think we need to have something like this. And there's probably a lot of good ideas up there.
Interesting enough, that actually coincides with the third piece of my job, that equity piece.
And we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from this break. Okay. We'll be right back. It's 8:44 in the morning, 72 degrees out there. Air quality index isn't that good, my friends. It's in unhealthy at 197. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $12 at the event or pre-purchase for $10 from any Asphalt Cowboy. Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or Lulu's restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salad, sandwiches, steak, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's. And you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:48 in the morning. Some things going on tomorrow, of course. At 7 o'clock in the morning at the Giant Flag is a remembrance of 9/11. Sunrise, 7 o'clock, that's close enough, at the Giant Flag. Another one, a Patriot Day celebration at the Barron's Eaton Home Garden area. That will be at 10 a.m. There will be a presentation of colors, first responders, Star Spangled Banner, of course, tributes to those who have served. At 11:30, they're going to provide ice cream sundaes, and that's tomorrow on West Street, right across from the jail at the Eaton Home Garden area. What else is going on? Oh, and, of course, on I-5 down there by Moore Flour Mill, there will be a number of people riding their horses with the American flag up and down the freeway. Julie Tamino has been doing this since 2002, so this is her 19th year of doing this to remember 9/11. The thing I find so interesting is that we had those Marines and soldiers and sailor that were killed in Kabul a couple weeks ago, August 26th. Several of them weren't even born when 9/11 happened. And they're serving their country. And I'm sitting across from an Army brat, so she knows what that means. And when we hear people speak like, oh, that's not too bad or whatever, we take it personally. So I'm here with Janelle Galbraith, and we're going to talk about the last part of her job title, which is she's the, of course, Reading's Economic Development, Innovation, and Equity Manager. What is an equity manager?
And putting into perspective of what Reading is going to be using with this role, it's an ability to reach out and gain perspective from folks that intentionally, from folks that we have not intentionally reached out to before. I think some people will automatically go to, diversity and inclusive practices when it comes to recruiting for jobs. Mm-hmm. And while that is part of the position, looking at our job descriptions and looking at our job titles and making sure that they are equitable and that they can reach out to a broad range of audiences, that is not the sole focus of this job, especially when you tack it together with the other two pieces of my job, that economic development and the innovation piece. It's making sure that we are using our resources in a way that benefits everyone in the community, and then also as things are happening in the city, communicating to the public in the place where they are at that time. So, we often wonder, well, I have three children. Mm-hmm. And they are 21, 18, and 11. I have all daughters. And my two oldest ones are always saying, telling me that there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. And having girls, I never felt comfortable with them, out in the trails by themselves or going camping by themselves. So we have a lot of outdoor things in the city, but we really don't have a whole lot for that age range to do if you're not old enough to really go to the breweries or the wineries, but you're too old to want to go to the playground. What is there? Well, part of my job may be reaching out to our youth and saying, what kind of development here do you want? What do you see the city becoming? In addition to that, reaching out to folks who maybe have not intentionally been touched in deciding, about rate increases or decreases, or rate changes are a big part of this job. So as our utilities are making changes and things like that that affect people's rates, mm-hmm. we want to make sure that everyone who is affected by those rate changes is aware of it and they get a voice in that. So that's kind of where equity comes from, especially on the front end of this job. So I will be spending the next probably 90 days doing a couple of things. One of them is developing a team. One of them is creating an equity statement. And also being able to figure out what our goals are as a city and taking into consideration what the city council wants and what the city manager is thinking in regards to this role. But then also looking at the community and having lots of outside conversations and saying, where do you see inequities? What kinds of things have you heard about why someone would not feel comfortable in this town and in this city?
We've heard that. We have many friends that I was, I didn't realize it would make a person uncomfortable to have a pickup truck pull up next to him with an American flag mm-hmm. blowing, that was put there. The flag that's flying. But it makes some people uncomfortable, and I'm not sure why that is, if they just automatically think that they're a redneck that doesn't like them because their eyes are different or their color is different. Have you heard that before?
Yes.
But then I've also heard people have been confronted before, and I thought, you're kidding. You know, I mean, I didn't think that. I, of course, believed them. Being having people say things to them.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's, I mean, I don't know if any city can eliminate that.
No.
But if we could, what's the word I'm looking for? Mitigate it in some ways?
Yeah. You just want to create an environment of inclusivity.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. And that doesn't mean that you're going to rule out people from not liking other people.
Yeah, I mean,
you're
always
going to not like others for whatever variety of reasons. It could be things that you can control, and some things are things that you can't.
Yeah.
But at
Don
the end
Chamberlain
of the day,
and Carlos Zapata will never be friends.
They will never be friends.
They will never be friends. I can't imagine that they would ever be friends for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, but I think what's really interesting about both of those two individuals is that they are giving a voice to people. To a certain group of people. Both of them have their groups of people and who they are giving voice to.
Yeah.
And the equity officer in me says, okay, they have a voice, right? And that's ultimately what we want. It's for everyone to feel like they have a voice and a place where they can feel comfortable and included, even if it's different from our own.
Of course. I mean, we grow by listening to other opinions. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times in 11 years that I've had people sit across from me and I went, well, I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it has not changed who I am, but it has changed. I mean, there's certain things we grew up with, as you have, you know, responsibility, morals, you know, a compass, a moral compass in our lives. But you have different ideas on things. And to hear different ideas doesn't hurt people.
Right.
And that's the part when you start hearing, you don't have a right to say anything. No, yeah, they do. If you don't like it, you know, don't listen.
Right.
That kind
you
of
know,
thing.
And I think the idea of kindness maybe has gone out the window a little bit. But people have always had differing opinions.
Yeah.
I just think we were nicer about expressing them and being able to walk away and not
social
agree
media.
With each other.
Yeah.
Social media has definitely changed that.
Right. What would you give an example of things you'd like to see? And you know, when people tell me, oh, there's nothing to do in Reading. I mean, I've heard that since I've been here. And I think, what part of Reading are you in? Because there's always something going on here. We have the arts, we have museums, we have, you know, so many things that are going on. But for kids, in that 16 to 20 range, mm-hmm. what kind of things are you envisioning there?
You know, I actually don't know that I have an envision. I make a joke all the time. I've been making a joke for 4 years. Barry's probably going to be mad at me when I say this out loud. But I've made jokes saying, hey, we should tear down the Civic and build a Great Wolf Lodge, knowing that we can't exactly build a Great Wolf Lodge. But
what?
I do think a Great Wolf Lodge.
A Great Wolf Lodge?
It's an indoor water park.
Oh.
I just find
I've heard
it
about
so
having,
funny.
They were going to divert part of the Sacramento and make a like a surfing area there. I thought, whoa, why not? You know?
It's funny because I've been making a joke about that forever. But I think the underlying thought there is just making sure that we have something that our young people can do year-round, whether it's 110 outside and smoky or 52 degrees and rainy, that creates jobs for them, that will then show them responsibility, but also provides another avenue for people to come here for tourism, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I am actually looking forward to talking to that young group of people and saying, hey, what do you want? Because they will surprise you every single
time. Oh, no, they're smarter than
they
are. And you know what? They are experts in that area. It's like asking the machine gunner, the 19-year-old machine gunner or 18-year-old. He'll tell you everything about that machine gun and what's in front of him. Don't go beyond that. But what's in front of them, they can tell you about, and you have no idea.
So we need to ask them, because while we might be thinking they want, you know, an indoor ice skating rink, they might just want an outdoor shooting range. Like, you really just don't know, right? So I think having those conversations with youth, particularly, mm-hmm. and inviting their voice into the conversation about what development should look like would be great. I also think that there are certain groups of people who have, I won't say have been excluded, but they have not been intentionally included in conversations that are going on in the city. And so I think reaching out and having those conversations and just saying, you know, what would it take for you to feel more comfortable in this space, right?
Yeah. We reach out to everybody on this.
Yeah.
And we've got to, if we're going to grow as a community. And this is a great community.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we've got our problems, but it's a great community. Yeah. You know, when I grew up many years ago, we had the Trocadero in Boise, Idaho. That was a dance, a big dance hall for young kids, you know, for kids our age. And they had, you know, of course, you still had your fights outside, but you could fix that. But it was a place for a bunch of people, young people, to come in there and dance and enjoy themselves every weekend. I don't know if that's something that people would like. I mean, kids still dance. Just an idea.
Yeah.
I wish you could see Janelle's face right now. Oh, you can. She's on YouTube.